Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pete Hegseth, live, 800 military top brass, some of them flown in from around the world, the cost of thousands of dollars, to hear what he's going to say, and I'm dying to know what that is. Let's see if we can jip it. Joining in progress. Here we go. All right, let's try it on the channel. Hey, let's try this.
Foolish and reckless political leaders set the wrong compass heading, and we lost our way. We became the woke department, but not anymore. Right now, I'm looking out at a sea of Americans who made a choice when they were young men and young women to do something most Americans will not, to serve something greater than yourself, to fight for God and country, for freedom and the Constitution. You made a choice to serve when others did not, and I commend you. You are truly the best of America. But this does not mean, and this goes for all of us, that our path to this auditorium on this day was a straight line, or that the conditions of the formations we lead are where we want them to be. You love your country, and we love this uniform, which is why we must do better. We just have to be honest. We have to say with our mouths what we see with our eyes. To just tell it like it is in plain English. To point out the obvious things right in front of us. That's what leaders must do. We cannot go another day without directly addressing the plank in our own eye.
Ooh.
Without addressing the problems in our own commands and in our own formations. This administration has done a great deal from day one to remove the social justice, politically correct, and toxic ideological garbage that had infected our department, to rip out the politics. No more identity months, DEI offices, dudes in dresses. No more climate change worship. No more division, distraction, or gender delusions. No more debris. As I've said before, and will say again, we are done with that shit. I've made it my mission to uproot the obvious distractions that made us less capable and less lethal.
Sorry, gonna have to dump that. Didn't think he would cuss on national television streaming live on Fox News. Holy cow. Dump that, Tim. Did you dump it? I apologize for that. I didn't think the leader of the military would cuss on national television when he knows it's being streamed. Not a really good choice. For him to do. All right. So we're not going to be able to chip that anymore. It's a shame because I really wanted to play for you in live time what he's saying. But unfortunately, same government has an FCC, so we can't do that. Did you dump that, Tim? Okay. All right. So I apologize profusely for that. Again, I thought that he would know. Pete Hegseth thought he would know that you really can't do that on national television. But anyway, yeah, it just caused a big problem for the TV licenses too. Okay, so yes, he is telling the leaders of the Pentagon that they cannot be doing woke things anymore. No more climate change, no more men in dresses. He's probably referring to some of the stuff that's gone on in the bases in the past, including drag shows at our bases. One of the most egregious examples that I've ever seen was the politically correct, required participation for a unit in a Pride March. So going to be interesting. One of the things that Donald Trump promised that he would do, he said he expected the resignations of all the woke generals on his desk. On the first day of his tenure, he also expected the resignations of all the generals who will participate in the Afghanistan debacle on his desk. Nothing ever came of that. So I'm wondering if a mass firing is about to happen with Pete Hegseth, but we'll keep it tuned right here. And I'll let you know what's going on. Texter writes, Tara, what a shame. Real news. We would love to hear. Another texter writes, Tara, militarily speaking, I think that having all of our generals in one location at the same time and advertising when and where they will be is a very foolish move. Yes. All right. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.